was Christ, the eternal power of God that spoke in me. George Fox's journal Fox and other early Quaker ministers were no ordinary preachers quoting the Bible. As did Paul and the apostles, they spoke and wrote the word of the Lord, standing in the presence of God, their words supplied by the Spirit. Paul said, "I charge you in the presence God and the Lord Jesus Christ and the elect angels that you observe these things." 1 Timothy 5:21, we are speaking in Christ in the presence of God. As persons sent from God. 2 Cor 2:17, seek the Lord and his strength, yearn for and seek his face to be in his presence continually. 1 Chronicles 16:11, from the word of the Lord within, we stand in his presence, in the kingdom we stand before God and his holy angels, we behold his beauty. There is none so glorious as he. We stand before him that we might glorify him. We stand in the presence of God, speaking forth his words as commanded. A time of great rejoicing. A time of being told what to do. The Father will reward those who persevere and stand before him. When you are translated into the kingdom, you still walk the earth. But your consciousness and sight are in heaven as you stand and speak in the presence of God and speak the word of God as he orders you to speak. The following are many selective passages from his George Fox's journal and letters, all online in this site, in which George Fox specifically wrote that he stood in the presence of God and spoke the word of the Lord God. The paragraph letters were written to the world. The line-by-line letters were to the Church of Christ. From Fox's letter on silence. This is the word of the Lord God to you all, that you may all come to that which God does manifest, reveal within you. It will let you see the birth that must be silent and bring you to be silent and to wait to receive teaching from God. Then what is said, you may declare from the Lord of heaven most high. And all you that are in your own wisdom and in your own reason, it tells you that silent waiting upon God is famine to you. It is a strange life to you to come to be silent. You must come into a new world. Now you must die in the silence to the fleshly wisdom, knowledge, reason, and understanding. So you come to feel that which brings you to wait upon God. You must die from the other. That brings you to feel the power of an endless life and come to possess it. And in the silent waiting upon God, you come to receive the wisdom from above, by which all things were made and created. And it gives an understanding and a reason, which distinguishes from the beast. And the life of God in you, which brings to wait upon God, which gives you life, brings to know God, and to know God and Jesus Christ is life eternal. And to you this is the word of the Lord God. George Fox, the line-by-line letter formats are to the members of the early Quaker household of faith. From letter 15, the tempter will come to you, and if you look forth and hearken to his words and let them in, then you bow down under him and worship him. But I say unto you, and charge you in the presence of the Lord, mind the pure seed of God in you, and the mighty power of God will cherish you up to the Lord God above all temptations, not to bow down to anything. But feeding upon the immortal food, you will feel yourselves supported and carried over him by your Father and your God, who is over all, blessed forever. Who is the virtue of all creatures, the wisdom of all things, all holy praises be unto the holy, glorious Lord God forever. From letter 25, this is the word, which makes all clean, which is received into the heart. And this is the word of faith which we preach. And the world preaches the words without, being out of the life and in the brutish knowledge which is condemned of God and by all who are of God that have and are in the life of the Holy Scriptures. Therefore, I charge you all in the presence of the living God to wait in the light which comes from Christ, that with it you may receive the life. That with the light and life, which are one, you may come to have the Scriptures open to you, which were given from the light. And so all the world, who have not the light guiding their understandings, nor the life, but are strangers to it, there are the sects, there are the many opinions, there is the heresy, which makes a profession of the letter declared from the light, but are out of the life. With the light all this is condemned. And the children of light are in unity, in that which gave forth the Holy Scriptures. And so to you all this testimony is from the word of God. This is to be read among all friends everywhere, for this was I moved to send among you. From letter 33, therefore wait all in the light, for to receive the power from him who is not of the world, that you may be preserved from nakedness and weakness. For that which goes from the light and is not guided with it runs into the lust. And there is the slothful, which is to be judged, and so that will offend to which the woe is. For it answers not that of God and the conscience. Neither is it honorable nor of good report. For that which is honorable and of good report answers that which is of God, and answers the light of Christ in every man in the world with wisdom, which from the light does come, even from him by whom the world was made. Therefore, all friends, this is a charge to you all, and a command to you all in the presence of the living God. In the light, life, and power, and wisdom of God walk. So to that of God in everyone you may be manifested in the sight of God, and it may be your witness that you are of God in every man's conscience, which witnesses against the world, and for him who is not of the world. And wait all in the light for the wisdom by which all things were made, with it to use all the Lord's creatures to his glory, and none to stumble one another about the creatures. For that is not from the light, for which end they were created, and with the wisdom by which they were made, you may be kept out of the misuse of them in the image of God, that you may come to see that the earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof, and the earth may come to yield her increase and to enjoy her Sabbaths. And all such that walk contrary to the light may be turned to the light, that with the light they may see and condemn that which is contrary to it. P.S. Friends, a warning from the Lord to you all in wisdom to walk, that you may adorn everyone, what you profess, that the measure of God's Spirit in everyone you may answer. And know the Lord to guide your understandings, and let his wisdom be justified by you all, and you in the measure of the Spirit of God in unity kept, that you may see righteousness spring and flourish among you, and no deceit stand, nor nothing that is deceitful. But with the eternal judge it down, and keep it down, that nothing may live that is for the sword, which would defile the land. Therefore in that which is eternal dwell, as a royal priesthood, in that which comes from him by whom the world was made, who to all your souls is a friend, from where the refreshing is received. So the Lord God Almighty preserve and keep you all, that in his life, dread, and power you may be preserved. From a letter to the Lord Protector, Oliver Cromwell. Therefore, take heed, I am moved to warn you and charge you in the presence of the Lord God, you rulers and magistrates of this nation, for fear that you are found acting against the Spirit of the Father, where he speaks in those who are brought before you, you, who have a form of godliness. Do not act against those who witness Christ in them and the Spirit of the Father speaking and the Son of God having come, according to his promise, which those witness this promise fulfilled in them. Does not John in his general epistle say that the Son of God has come, and they were in him, and this was the true God and eternal life? From letter 34, friends, I do warn you in the presence of the living God, not to speak the things of God out of the fear of God, at random, in a presumptuous mind. For proud boasters are excluded out of the kingdom of God, and with the light of Christ condemned, and with the life that gave forth the scriptures, are they judged. Therefore to you this is the word of the Lord, in the light, which Christ has enlightened every one of you withal, wait in it and love it, and you shall have the light of life. And it will bring you to stand in the counsel of God and keep you from all wicked ways. And with it you will see all the enchanters, false prophets, who speak a divination of their own brain, whose minds are turned from the light of Christ. With this light are they condemned. All whose minds are turned from it and hate it, whose deeds are evil, with this light are they condemned. Though they may make a profession of the words which proceeded from the light, from them who lived in it and walked in it. So they that turn from it and hate this light, making a profession of their words that dwelt in it, and hate them that walk in the light now, oh, high deceit. All such are to be condemned with the light. And such that hate the light and deny it, though they may profess the words that did proceed from the life and be full of them, they turn no people from their wicked ways, for in the counsel of God they stand not. For they were in the counsel of God, who gave forth the scriptures, who were in the life of them from which the letter did proceed. Therefore in the life, everyone in your measures, wait and walk, which gave forth the scriptures, which will open them to you again. Else you all I do deny, and you are to be turned away from, as having the form, but not the power. And know the life of God in one another, and the power of God in one another. But that knowledge in the form without the life we deny, though it be never so finely painted, and the harlot be never so beautiful, who is turned from the light, which Christ has enlightened withal. This is the harlot who dresses herself with the words that proceeded from the light, who persecutes them who dwell in the light, who drinks the blood of the saints, who dwell in the life which gave forth the scriptures. And with the words that proceeded from the light, does she clothe herself and is prostituted from the life, and all that she brings forth is contrary to the light. So she is called the mother of harlots. But if you love this light, and your minds be guided by it to see the face of Jesus and him the head, then with this light you will see all the harlots and the mother of harlots and where she is and what she is joined to. The light is that by which you come to see. He that walks in the light stumbles not, but stumble you do, who are turned from the light among the harlots. I charge you, everyone in the presence of the living God, to take heed to the light. If you love the light, it is your teacher. If you hate the light, it is your condemnation. George Fox. From the journal, this is the word of the living God to all people scattered abroad. To the light in all your consciences, I do speak, by which you are enlightened withal. Christ Jesus said, I am the light of the world, and the light enlightens everyone that comes into the world. If you love the light, which comes from Christ, and walk in the light, with the light you will see Christ, for where the light comes. But if you hate the light, which shows that you have done evil and shows your evil deeds of lying, swearing, cursing, cheating, fighting, quarreling, whoring, drunkenness, following pleasures according to the way of the world, scoffing, railing, and backbiting, all these deeds of the flesh will be shown as sin and evil with the light. So, with the light, which comes from Christ, you who do these evils will be condemned. If you love it and walk in it, you shall have the light of life and come to hear the word, which became flesh, and come to hear the prophet that Moses spoke of, who said in Acts 7:37, like unto me will God raise up a prophet, him shall you hear. From letter 41, and all the deceivers, and all the antichrists, they are such as are turned from the light, which oppose Christ. To you all, my brethren, who dwell in the light, which is the condemnation of the world, and of all the deceivers, who are turned from the light, it is not possible that those deceivers should deceive you, who are the elect, who dwell in the light, which comprehends the world. I do charge you all in the presence of the living God to dwell in what you speak and profess, and none to profess what he does not dwell in, and none to profess what he is not. Such is a sayer and not a doer, such beget vain talkers. So, with the light all such are to be condemned from the life. So, I charge you all in the presence of the living God to dwell in the light, which is the world's condemnation, who hate it. Though they may profess all the words declared from them that were in the light of Christ, they hating the light in the particular, they and all their profession are condemned with the light. And woe is the end of it in them from Christ, who is the light. Wherefore to you I speak, friends that dwell in the light and love it, that to the light in all consciences of them that hate it, which Christ Jesus does enlighten them withal, you may be made manifest, which is the world's condemnation. In the light all friends dwell, which comprehends the world, which is its condemnation. The highest religion to it must bend and bow, and all that is to be condemned, which is contrary to it. And all friends dwell in the light, which is eternal, which comprehends the world, that with it you may comprehend the world, and rise up, and go on in the mighty power of God, as mighty men of war in the power and strength of the mighty God of life, the Lord of hosts, who is with you, your shield, buckler, defense, and armor. And it is he who arms you over all the wicked to reign, triumph, and trample. God Almighty bless you, and prosper his work, that to the light in all consciences you may be made manifest, to the measure of God, which is pure, which is given to everyone, that with it all may see what is contrary to God. And to you this is from the Word of God. George Fox from Fox's Journal, Fox speaking. To one meeting came a great man, a priest, and many professors, but the Lord's power came over them all, and they went their way peaceably. There came a man to that meeting, who had been at one before, and raised a false accusation against me, and made a noise up and down the country, reporting that I said I was Christ, which was utterly false. When I came to Gainsborough, where a friend had been declaring truth in the market, the town and market people were all in an uproar. I went into a friendly man's house, and the people rushed in after me, so that the house was filled with professors, disputers, and rude people. This false accuser came in and charged me openly before the people that I said I was Christ, and he had witnesses to prove it. This accusation put the people into such a rage that they could barely keep their hands off me. Then was I moved of the Lord God to stand up upon the table in the eternal power of God and tell the people that Christ was in them, except they were reprobate, sin still lives in them, and that it was Christ, the eternal power of God, that spoke in me at that time unto them, not that I was Christ. And the people were generally satisfied, except the false accuser, a professor, and his own false witnesses. I called the accuser Judas, and was moved to tell him that Judas's end should be his, and that that was the word of the Lord and of Christ through me to him. The Lord's power came over all, and quieted the minds of the people, and they departed in peace. But this Judas shortly after hanged himself, and a stake was driven into his grave. From Matthew 27:5, then he threw down the pieces of silver in the temple and departed, and went and hanged himself. From letter 48, friends, to you all this is the word of the Lord. Take heed of judging one another. Judge not one another with that which must be judged. I charge you in the presence of the Lord, neither lay open one another's weaknesses behind one another's backs. For you that do so are one of Ham's family, which is under the curse. But every one of you in particular with the light of Christ, which he has enlightened you with, see yourselves, that self may be judged out with the light in everyone. Now all loving the light, here no self can stand, but it is judged with the light. And here all are in unity, and here no self will can arise, nor no mastery, but all that is judged out. And let there be no backbiting among you, but in love, you that dwell in the light and see clearly, speak to the others, whose minds are gone from the light. Else, as I said before, if you do speak behind their backs, there will be the evil eye and filthy mind, which dare not speak to their faces. And so the same mind which does condemn behind the back is for condemnation, and so self should be judged first. Here you will be kept watchful in the pure fear and love of God, and all self will be judged out from among you, which would be judging in secret, which is a work of darkness. And take heed of a feigned humility. I charge you all in the presence of the living God, and a feigned love, which is out of the light, and then that to use as a customary greeting or a formal gesture, which is all for condemnation, and to be kept out, being out of the covenant. So see that all your actions be in and from the light. Here you will be kept clean and pure, and will come to be sealed in the everlasting covenant of God, with the light which comes from Christ. And again, I charge you all in the presence of the living God, not to suffer your minds to go out to contend with them who are not of the truth, in that which is out of the truth, both which are to be condemned with the truth. For the same mind will boast and get up, which is out of the truth and reaches at things in the comprehension, though it lives not in it, but is excluded out of the truth and shall not enter, but is for condemnation. And so to you all this is the counsel of the Lord God of power and of peace, that in peace you may be preserved to wait for the Spirit of grace and of wisdom and of understanding. From the journal to you, this is the eternal word of God, and here is your teacher. Loving it, the light, which comes from Christ that never changes, shows you your evil deeds in all your past days and times, and all your actions that you have acted contrary to the light, which never changes. With the light, all are seen and condemned, which light never changes. To the light in you I speak, that with it you may see Christ and come to witness the unchangeable priesthood, and deny the priesthood that takes tithes, as the saints did that witnessed him, as you may read in Hebrews 7 from letter 48, I charge you all in the presence of the living God, let no evil communication, nor evil words proceed out of your mouths. And if you find the root in you not taken away, that would act such things, dwell in the light which lets you see the evil communications, and with the light give judgment upon it in the particular, and first judge it there. For that is it which corrupts the good manners. And there are no good manners, but all is corrupted while there is evil communication, and all that profession is abomination to the Lord, while that stands. So put away all filthy communication out of your mouths, and all wrath, unrighteousness, and ungodliness. With the light you will see it all. And walking in the light and loving it, you may judge all that with the light, and with it come to know the good manners and pure communication. And walking in this light, it will keep out all evil communication from among you, for the corrupt manners are there and proceed from that. And all the profession which is performed in that nature, while the evil communication is standing, is abomination and for condemnation. For all the evil manners corrupt, and all their profession is corrupt and for the fire. So all walk in the light with which you are enlightened, for it will teach you all the good manners and pure communication, and condemn all corrupt manners and corrupt communication, and so to have the heart and mind cleansed from all such things. From letter 52, and that neither deceit nor slothful spirits is among you, or hangers-on, getting the form, who speak of what they are not. All such I do deny, and with the light all such are to be condemned. Such cumber the ground and stain the earth, that it cannot enjoy her Sabbaths, nor yield her increase. They that are so and act contrary to the light are by it to be condemned, and with it I do them deny, which light is one in all your consciences, that with the light your minds may be kept up to God, and all that which is contrary may be condemned to the fire, which is for the fire. And I warn you all in the presence of the living God to take heed to the measure of the grace of God, that with it your minds may be kept up to God, and that you may all come to profit in the Spirit. And from you all God does look for the fruits of that Spirit, of which a manifestation is given you to benefit all. And to you this is the word of the Lord. O friends, mind the seed of God and the life of Christ. And take heed of being hurried with many thoughts, but live in that which goes over them all, that in it you may reign and live in the seed of God. From the journal, this is the word of the Lord God to you all. Friends everywhere scattered abroad, know the power of God in one another, and in that rejoice. For then you rejoice in the cross of Christ, who is not of the world, which cross is the power of God to all of them who are saved. You that know and feel the power, feel the cross of Christ. You feel the gospel, which is the power of God for salvation to everyone who believes. He that believes in the light, believes in the everlasting covenant, in the one offering. He comes to the life of the prophets and Moses, comes to see Christ the hope, the mystery, which hope does not perish. The light lets you see the hope that perishes, which is not a mystery, and in that perishing hope the expectation fades. Where this never failing hope is witnessed, the Lord comes to be sanctified in the heart, and you come to the beginning to Christ the hope, which does not perish. But the other hope and the other expectation perish. So all of you know the perishing of the other hope, and the failing of the expectation within, and know the hope that does not perish, that you may be ready to give your reason for this hope, with meekness and fear, to every man that asks you. Christ the hope, the mystery that perishes not, the end of all perishing things, the end of all changeable things, the end of the decaying covenant, the end of that which waxes old and does decay, the end of the first covenant of Moses and of the prophets, the righteousness of God, Christ Jesus the Son. His throne you will know, heirs with him you will be, who makes his children kings and priests to him, and brings them to know his throne and his power. There is no justification out of the light, out of Christ. Justification is in the light, in Christ. Here is one who does the will of God, here is the entering into the kingdom. He that believes in the light becomes a child of light, and here the wisdom is received, that is justified of her children. Here believing in the light, you shall not abide in darkness, but shall have the light of life. And everyone will come to witness the light that shines in your hearts, which will give you the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ. With this light you will see him reign, who is the Prince of life and peace, which light turns from him that is out of the truth and abode not in it, where the true peace is not. From letter 63, so, all having a light from Christ Jesus, the righteousness of God, he is the way to the Father, whom God gave for a covenant of light, life, and peace. Therefore everyone in your measures wait, that you may see him, and come to witness the covenant of life and peace with God, receiving his gift, Christ Jesus, the Son and Mediator. So this I warn you all in the presence of the living God, to wait everyone in the measure of light and of life, that you may all come to witness the seal of the covenant, and be led and kept with that which will keep you spotless, clean, holy, and righteous, where power is received from him, who has given you a light. So that in the light you may all have unity, and in it be kept, and all that which is contrary to it, with it may be condemned. And in this covenant of light and life, the gift of God, know one another and him by whom the world was made, who is before the world was, who is now again manifested, glory and honor forever be unto the Lord. That the crown that is immortal you may all come to see and receive, and your own crowns lay down at the feet of Jesus. And so, his light being come to, all your own works are ceased from, and your own thoughts, which if you follow them, they will lead you into error. Therefore wait in the light which comes from him by whom the world was made, to receive wisdom from him, that in it and with it you may be preserved from the world, and out of the world to him by whom the world was made, and that wisdom may be justified of her children, and you kept all low in the fear of God, from all strife and deceit, and dissension, and pollution, and hypocrisy, and dissimulation, single with the measure of light which comes from the Father of life. Everyone to feel with the life of God, the arm of the Lord God not to be shortened, but to reach to every one of you all, and to carry you all in his arm, and gently to lead them that are with young. So feeling the presence of the Lord God with you, you receive virtue into your souls from the living God, who nourishes his own living plant and plants. So the Lord God Almighty preserve you in the light, which shows to everyone their evil deeds and reproves for them. This is the true light, which if you come to it and love it, you come to Christ and love him by whom the world was made. And it will let you see the chief shepherd and bishop of your souls and how you have gone astray like sheep without a shepherd. For it is that which restores you to Christ, the bishop of your souls, who is the prophet that must be heard. And all who will not come to the light, which comes from Jesus Christ, but hate it because their deeds are evil, they do know that the light will reprove them. Therefore this is their condemnation, the light which is your teacher. Who come to it and receive it, you receive Christ, and he gives the power to become to the sons of God, which many do witness, blessed be the name of the Lord. Therefore wait everyone in your measure, to know the scripture fulfilled in you, which came not by the will of man, but was learned of God, which is for the perfecting of the man of God through faith in Christ Jesus, and is to be read and to be fulfilled, and to be practiced, which was given forth from the Spirit. Therefore everyone wait in the measure of the Spirit, to learn of him, as they did who gave it forth. From letter 94, I warn and exhort you all in the presence of the Lord God, dwell in the measure which God has given you of himself, in which is no strife, but unity. Therefore every one of you dwell in it. And this I do warn you of, boast not yourselves above your measures, but dwell in the truth itself, that with the measure of the living Spirit of the living God you may be guided up to God, in which Spirit you will all have unity in the least measure of it. And so every one of you judge self, for it would have the mastery, which is to be condemned with the light, in which is unity. So the eternal God of light and life and power be with you all and in you all. And keep from all strife, and above it in love and unity in every place. And friends, the cause of strife and confusion is the going from the life into the changeable. From letter 96, I warn and exhort you all in the presence of the Lord God, to meet together in the measure of life, that with it you may be guided up to God, and in unity kept together up to him, the Father of light and life, and God Almighty be with you. And that the dread and terror of the Lord may be among you, and deceit confounded. And that with the measure of life all your minds may be guided up to God, that so you all may be kept in peace and love. And let this be sent among friends, to be read in all their meetings. From letter 99, a warning and charge to you all from the presence of the living God, to let all lightness and airiness, foolishness, willfulness, and frothiness be judged in patience. Let it come to the fire and be burned, and hay, wood, and stubble, and all that which is above the seed. He that builds there is above the foundation, his works are to be burned, he will suffer loss. Therefore all keep down to the seed of God, and feel that atop of all, which seed inherits the promise of God, that nothing may reign but the seed itself, which inherits from God. So all come into the authority of God, which is not usurped, which gives the dominion over all the usurped authority that you may live all in the one power of the Son of God, which brings all into the unity and subdues all things that cause the enmity. So the one power, the one soul, the one heart, the one mind is witnessed. Here the glory is revealed among you, and the one head, Christ, the seed, and you are all of one family. Here is the power of the Son of God known, all power being given to him, which power and seed bruises the serpent's head and breaks it, in which stands the enmity. So all power is given to the Son to rule, to subdue, and to judge. So live in the power, and you live in the unity, you live in the peace, you live all in the subjection one to another in the fear of the Lord. You live all in the seed, which is one, which keeps atop of the head of the serpent, and keeps his head down, and brings it under. So, feel the seed of God in every particular to be the head in the male and in the female, and then you come to be bone of his bone, and flesh of his flesh, and to inherit every one the promise of God in the particular, whereby you may come to be inheritors in the Lord's strength, feeling it and professing it in your own particulars. From the journal, Tatham was a persecuting Anglican priest from an area nearby Ulverstone, who sued Quakers within his state-sanctioned parish for tithes. For it was the law of the land that everyone living in a parish's geography must pay tithes to the priest of the parish. The word of the Lord to you, Priest Tatham, who are found out of the doctrine of Christ, having the highest place in the assembly, being called of men master, and stand praying in the synagogue in the steps of the Pharisees, which our Lord Jesus Christ cried woe against. You are not in his way, but in the way of the scribes and Pharisees, as you may read, Matt 23. There Christ's words judge you, and the scriptures of truth condemn you. For you are such a one as sues men at law for tithes, yet profess yourself to be a minister of Christ, which Christ never empowered his to do, neither did any of his apostles or ministers ever do so. Here I charge you in the presence of the living God to be out of their doctrine, and that you are one of those evil beasts the scripture speaks of, that minds earthly things which the life of the scriptures is against. You are for destruction in the state where you stand, and it will be your portion eternally if you do not repent. To that of God in your conscience I speak, which will witness the truth of what I say. You are one that goes in Cain's way, in envy, an enemy to God, and from the command of God. You are one that goes in Balaam's way, from the Spirit of God, for gifts and rewards, the wages of unrighteousness. You son of Balaam, you are worse than your father. For though he loved the wages of unrighteousness, yet he dared not take it. But you not only take it, but sue men at the law if they will not give it to you, which no true minister of Jesus Christ ever did. Therefore stop your mouth forever, and make no mention of them, nor profess yourself one of them. With the light you are seen and comprehended, you who are light and vain, and speak a divination of your own brain, and deceive the people. What is in your conscience will witness what I say, and will condemn you. You who are one of those that rule by their office, which the Lord sent Jeremiah to cry against, Jer 5:31, and so you support the horrible and foul thing that is committed in the land. And they that do not tremble at the word of the Lord are the foolish people that support you, they are dull children without understanding. Those who are deceived by you are wise to do evil but not to do good. You are one of those who seek their gain from their position. Your practice shows a greedy dumb dog that never has enough, as those the Lord sent Isaiah to cry against. Isa 56:11. And you are like the ones the Lord sent Ezekiel to cry against, who feeds of the fat, and is clothed with the wool, and makes a prey of the people. But the Lord is gathering his sheep from your mouth, that to you they will no longer be a prey. The prophecy in Ezekiel 34 is fulfilled by you, one of the enemies of God. I charge the accusations of the prophecy upon you in the presence of the living God. You are a hireling, and you prepare war against those who do not feed you. You hate the good and love the evil, which the Lord sent Micah to cry against. Micah 3. Cover your lips and stop your mouth forever, you child of darkness, for with the light you are comprehended and seen to be among them whom the holy men of God cried woe against, and you are judged by the Spirit of the living God. You are comprehended in the light, which is your condemnation. You who are out of the commands of Christ and out of the doctrine and life of the apostles, your spiritual lineage is seen and your limits known. You are proved and tried. To you this is the word of the Lord. To you it shall be as a hammer, a fire, and a sword, and from under it you shall never come unless you repent. Who are with the light to be condemned in that state where you stand? And if ever your eye sees repentance, this your condemnation you must own. From the journal, Margaret Fell asked me to go with her to the Steeple House at Ulverstone, for she had not completely rejected that worship group. I replied, "I must do as I am ordered by the Lord." So I left her and walked into the fields, and the word of the Lord came to me saying, "Go to the Steeple House after them." When I came, Lampet was singing with his people. But his spirit was so foul, and the message of the song was so unsuitable to their spiritual states, that after they had done singing, I was moved of the Lord to speak to him and the people. The word of the Lord to them was, "He is not a Jew that is one outward, but he is a Jew that is one inward, whose praise is not of man, but of God." Then, as the Lord opened further, I showed them that he had come to teach his people by his Spirit, and to bring them off from all their old ways, religions, churches, and worships. For all their religions, worships, and ways were but talking of other men's words, but they were out of the life and spirit which those were in who gave them forth. From the journal, Lampet was the Anglican priest from Margaret Fell's, later widowed, and later still, married to Fox Home. Lampet said he was above John, and pretended he knew all things. Here Fox attacks his hypocrisy and ignorance of the Spirit. The word of the Lord to you, 0H Lampet, you are a deceiver, surfeited and drunk with the earthly spirit, rambling up and down in the scriptures and blending your spirit among the saints' conditions. You had a prophecy, as your father Balaam had, but you erred from it, as your father did. One whose fruit has withered, of which I am a witness, and many who have known your fruit have seen the end of it, that it is withered. And do see where you are, in the blind world, a blind leader of the blind, a beast wallowing and tumbling in the earth and in the lust, one that is erred from the Spirit of the Lord, of old ordained to condemnation. You are in the seat of the Pharisees, are called master by men, stand praying in the synagogues, and have the chief seat in the assemblies, a right hypocrite in the steps of the Pharisees, and in the ways of your fathers, the hypocrites, which our Lord Jesus Christ cried woe against. Such with the light you are seen to be, and by the light are comprehended, which is your condemnation who hate it, and will be so eternally except you repent. To you this is the word of God, for in Christ's way you are not, but in that of the Pharisees, as you may read in Matt. 23. All that own Christ's words can see you in the Pharisees' way. Christ, who died at Jerusalem, cried woe against your kind, and Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. The woe remains upon you, and from under it you can never escape, except through judgment, condemnation, and true repentance. To you this is the word of God. To that of God in your conscience I speak, which will witness the truth of what I write and will condemn you. And when you are in your torment, though now you swell in your vanity and live in wickedness, remember you were warned in your lifetime. When the eternal condemnation is stretched over you, you shall witness this to be the word of the Lord God to you. And if ever your eye should see repentance, you would witness me to have been a friend of your soul. From the journal, this is the word of the Lord God to all the people that follow Priest Lampet, who is a blind guide. You have turned away from the light of Christ within you, with which he has enlightened you. You are those who followed what Christ cried woe against, that do not go in Christ's way, but in the Pharisees' way, as you may read, Matt 23, which our Lord cried woe against. He is the same yesterday, today, and forever. But you do not own him, while you follow such as he cried woe against, though you have an appearance of belief, and Lampet, your priest, makes a trade of Christ's and the saints' words, as his fathers, the Pharisees, made a profession of the prophets' and Moses' words. Woe was to them who did not have the life. So woe is to you who do not have the life that gave forth the scriptures, as your fruits have made manifest. For when the Lord moved some to come among you, to preach the truth freely, you knocked them down, beat, punched, and drug them out of your assemblies. Such a people serves you, O Lampet, to make a prey upon, and these are your fruits. Oh, let shame, shame strike you and you all in the faces, who make a profession of Christ's words, yet are stoners, strikers, mockers, and scoffers. Let all see if this is not a cage of unclean birds, which they who had the life of the scriptures spoke of. Such a company of people you deceive, feed them with your fancies, makes a trade of the scriptures, and take them for your cloak. But you are manifest to all the children of light, for that cloak will not cover you, your skirts are seen, and your nakedness appears. The Lord made one to go naked among you, a figure of your individual nakedness, and of your group nakedness, and as a sign among you before your destruction comes, that you might see you were naked and not covered with the truth. To the light in all your consciences I speak, with which Christ Jesus enlightens you. It will show you the time you have spent, and all the evil deeds you have done in that time, who follow such a teacher, that acts contrary to this light, and leads you into the ditch. When you are in the ditch together, both teacher and people, remember you were warned in your lifetime. And if ever your eye comes to see repentance, and you acknowledge the light of Jesus Christ in you, you will witness me to have been a friend of your souls, and that I have sought your eternal good, and written this in dear love to you. Then you will own your condemnation, which you must all own before you can come into the new world, of which there is no end. But you who hate the light, whose deeds are evil, this light is your condemnation and will be, and when your condemnation comes upon you, remember you were warned. Oh, that you would love this light and listen to it. It would teach you, as you walk up and down about your occasions, and as you lie upon your beds, and would never let you speak a vain word. In loving it, you love Christ. In hating it, you bring the condemnation of it upon yourselves. To you this is the word of God, from under whom you can never pass, nor ever escape the terror of the Lord in the state you are in, who hate the light. From the journal in the letter below, Fox is speaking to the judges who unfairly imprisoned him without following basic legal procedures. Are not such forms of iniquity to be denied, which are so contrary to the law of God and man, those which serve for the gendering of strife and the kindling of contention? And was not this nature what used to cause us to be indicted? And did not you uphold this form by not permitting us to answer to the many foul slanders therein, saying, "Those things you mind not"? Will not the wrath of God be revealed from heaven against all ungodliness and unrighteousness of men, who hold the truth in unrighteousness? Who are so far from the power of godliness, that they have not the form, but the form of iniquity, which is set up and held up instead of and as a law, to overthrow and destroy the righteousness of the righteous, and so to shut him up as by the law he can never get out? Is not the cry, think you, gone up? It is time for you to set to your hand, 0H Lord, for your enemies have made void your law. Draws not the hour near? Fills not up the measure of iniquity apace? Surely the day is coming, and hasten. You have been warned from the presence and by the mouth of the Lord, and he will be clear when he comes to judgment, and upright when he gives sentence. That of God in every one of your consciences shall so to him bear witness and confess, and your mouth shall be stopped. And before your judge shall you be silent, when he shall divide you your portion, and render unto you according to your deeds. Therefore, while you have time, prize it and repent. For verily, our God shall come and shall not keep silence. A fire shall devour before him, and it shall be very tempestuous round about him. He shall call to the heavens from above, and to the earth, that he may judge his people, and the heavens shall declare his righteousness, for God is judge himself. Consider this, you that forget God, lest he tear you in pieces, and there be none to deliver. From the journal in the letter below, he is speaking against the civil authorities who were seizing and imprisoning Quakers who simply traveled on the roads, by foot or horse, often to bring food and supplies to their brethren in prisons. For those whom they in scorn call Quakers, have they set up their watches, able men, well armed, to take them up that bear this testimony either in words, books, or letters. So that is the light you hate, which enlightens every man that comes into the world. And these that witness to this light you put in prison. And after you have imprisoned them, you set up your watches to arrest all that go to visit them, and to imprison them also. So that by setting up your watches, you would stop all relief from coming to prisoners. Therefore, this is the word of the Lord God to you, and a charge to you all, in the presence of the living God of heaven and earth, every man of you being enlightened with a light that comes from Christ, the Savior of people's souls. To this light, all take heed, that with it you may see Christ from whom the light comes, you may see him to be your Savior by whom the world was made, who said, "Learn of me." But if you hate this light, you hate Christ who enlightens you all, that through him, who is the light, you might believe. But not believing in the light or bringing your deeds to the light, which will make them manifest and reprove them, this becomes your condemner, even the light. Remember, you are warned in your lifetime. For this light is your way to salvation, if you walk in it, and this light is your condemner, if you reject and hate it. You can never come to Christ, the second priest, until you come to the light with which the second priest has enlightened you. So you that come not to the light, you go to the priests that take tithes, as did the first priesthood, and so hail out of your synagogues and temples as that priesthood did which took tithes, which those of the second priesthood did not. Was there ever such a generation? Or did ever such a generation of men appear as do now in this age, who are so full of madness, envy, and persecution, that they stand up in watches, with bills and weapons against the truth, to persecute it, as the towns and countries declare, which rings as Sodom and like Gomorrah? And this has its liberty, and truth is stood against. And to reprove sin is accounted a breach of the peace, as those say who are out of the truth, and set up their watches against it. From letter 114 to Quaker ministers of the truth appointed by Christ only. So, in the mighty power of God, go on preaching the gospel to every creature, and disciplining them in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. In the name of Christ preach the mighty day of the Lord to all the consciences of them who have lain long in darkness, and under its chain, here the light shined, but the darkness could not comprehend it. So in the power of the Lord God go on, and thresh that which has been fed with the harlot spirit, and the harlot famish, which has and does prison the just. I charge you in the presence of the living God, dwell in his power, that with his power you may be carried along to minister to all the spirits imprisoned by the deceit. As the life of God does arise, it will lead you up to God, the Father of life. In this your fruits shall never wither. But go on to plant a vineyard, and to plow, that you may eat the fruit thereof, and to plant in hope, and to thresh in hope, that you may be made partakers of your hope, and to thresh out the corn, that the wind may scatter the chaff, that the corn may be gathered into the barn. So, in the power of the Lord Jesus Christ, preach the everlasting gospel, that by his power the sick may be healed, the leprous cleansed, the dead raised, the blind eyes opened, and the devils cast out. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ go on, that of God in all consciences may witness that you are sent of God and are of God. And so according to that speak, to bring up all unto the head Christ and into the life which gave forth the scriptures. For there is the unity, and out of it is the confusion. From letter 130 back to all the members of the early Quaker household of faith. But this is the word of the Lord God, and a charge to you all in the presence of the Lord God, heed the power and life, the power which you have formerly known and tasted of, and that will keep you until the day of salvation, and that brings you to know the kingdom of God to stand in righteousness, and that will bring you to comprehend deceit and to fathom it and bring you to be over the deceit of the world. So you that know the power of the Lord God, heed it, and it will remove questionings out of your minds. It will remove that which causes trouble to come into your minds. But if you go from the power, the formal part gets up in you, and the wonders you will run into. But the power of God is the gospel, and you that have received the power of God, you have received the gospel, and he is cursed that preaches any other, yes, if an angel from heaven. For Christ is the power of God, to whom the angels must bow. And Christ Jesus, who was born of a virgin, crucified, and is ascended, and there is no other, all of you that are turned to the light, wait to have him born in you, everyone in particular. I am the light of the world, said Christ, by whom the world was made, who does in light every man that comes into the world. Who is the bread of life that came down from above, and who eats of this bread, lives forever. Now every one of you having a light from Christ, the bread of life, wait, and with and from it you will see, know, and have your food in due season. From letter 149 meet together, and in the measure of God's Spirit wait, that with it all your minds may be guided up to God, to receive wisdom from God. That you may all come to know how you may walk up to him in his wisdom, that it may be justified of you, and you in it preserved up to God, and be glorified. And friends meet together, and know one another in that which is eternal, which was before the world was. For knowing one another only in the letter and flesh, differs you little from the beasts of the field. For what they know naturally. But all knowing one another in the light which was before the world was, this differs you from the beasts of the field, and from the world's knowledge, and brings you to know one another in the elect seed which was before the world was. And if you turn from this light, you grow strange, and so neglecting meetings you grow cold, and your minds run into the earth and grow weary and slothful, and careless, and heavy, and sottish, and dull, and dead. You may speak then of things which were opened once from the light, though now you be turned from it. But with the light in which is the unity is all that condemned. In which light is the fellowship with the Son, from where the light comes, which keeps in the liveliness, which keeps from slothfulness, and all those things before mentioned, which are contrary to the light, which who turns from, turns into. Therefore in the light wait and walk, that you may have fellowship one with another. I charge you all in the presence of the living God, that none boast yourselves above your measure of light, if you do you will be buffeted. For such run into presumption, and so into reproof. Which reproof that spirit will not take patiently, but gets up into presumption, which is to be condemned with the light, in which is the unity, which keeps from desperation and presumption. They who go from the light, the enemy comes into them, and the envy, and the manslayer gets up within and slays the man, and no such one has eternal life abiding in him, for he is turned from the light which comes from Christ Jesus, the life. All who dwell in the light which comes from Christ come to receive the eternal life. And here the love of God is shed abroad in the heart, and dwelling in love you dwell in God, and from the life the eternal love does flow, which life comes from the Father of life, whose love does not change. And so with the light, you dwelling in it which leads to the life, you will come to witness the faith unfeigned, and the humility unfeigned, and the faith which works by love which purifies the heart. Waiting in the light which comes from Christ Jesus, this is received from him. For with the light man sees himself, which light comes from Christ, who is the author and finisher of his faith, which faith gives him the victory over that which he sees to be contrary to the light and to the word. And this is the one faith. And here the first Adam and the second Adam are known and seen. From letter 156, all friends, I do warn and charge you in the presence of the living God, in his wisdom and life keep, that no ill savor be nor get up among you. For you are the salt of the earth, to season and to make savory to God. But if the salt has lost its savor, it is henceforth good for nothing. Therefore I do warn you all, mind that which keeps your peace, whereby you all may grow in love and know Christ in you all, in whom is peace. You are the light of the world to answer the light in everyone, that with the light they may see your good works, and by seeing them, they may glorify your Father which is in heaven. For all deceit is judged and condemned by it. And everyone keep in the measure of the life of God, and see that there be no strife nor presumption among you. But all serve one another in love, and let that of God guide every one of you, in which you may have unity one with another and with God. And in his life wait to receive power to bind and chain all down that is contrary to truth. And so, in the life and power of God, the Lord God Almighty preserve you to his glory. Amen. The light is precious to him that believes in it and walks according to its leading. So, while you have the light, walk in the light and live in the light, Christ the truth, that you may, through obedience to it, be the children of the light and of the day. For the light and the truth were before darkness and deceit were. And all friends everywhere, wait to feel the power of God in yourselves in your meetings. And take heed of sleeping and feel the power of God in one another, that you all may be in the mystery of the fellowship. For woe unto them that are at ease in Zion. I warn and charge you all in the presence of the living God, that none make their habitation in the earth or build tabernacles there, lest you become vagabonds from the Lord. But let everyone rest in his habitation in God, and here is no vagabond, but there shall everyone know an heirship, a habitation, and an inheritance. And I warn and charge you from the Lord, not to make any of the world's jewels your God, but live all in the power of the Lord God, in which you will be carried over the spirit of the world. From letter 195, lay hands upon no man suddenly, I warn and charge you all in the presence of the living God, but touch the witness of God in everyone. From letter 197, dear friends, in the power of the Lord dwell, which will keep you all in unity, dwelling in it. And all be bold in that, thrashing down all deceit, and wait to have all your minds guided with that which is eternal, up to God, who is eternal. And walk wisely in the wisdom of God. I charge you in the presence of the living God, and take heed of acting in your own wills, contrary to that which is pure of God in you. And know the power and life of God in one another, which gave forth the Scriptures, which was before the Scripture was, which life the saints had unity in, one with another. Oh, in the life God Almighty preserve you. And meet together everywhere. I charge you in the presence of the Lord, and wait together upon God, to have your minds guided by that which is of God, up to him, with that which is pure, which will judge all unrighteousness, which must never enter into the kingdom of God, and with the eternal Spirit of God, and in his power you may be kept from all fancies in your own wills. So God Almighty be among you, to do his will in his love. George Fox from letter 284, and so this is a warning and a charge to you all, in the presence of the living God, that you keep up the testimony of Jesus, against all that which is contrary to Jesus the heavenly man, that your fruits may appear to his glory, and your works to his praise, and that you may have water in your own cisterns, and know those clouds through which Christ gives you rain, having purchased the field wherein the pearl lies. And now is the springtime that the lily and the rose begin to flourish, and the vine is putting forth, and the apple tree to bring forth her fruit, by the power of the Lord God, who is over all. And keep your testimony for your religion that you have received from God, and for your worship in the Spirit and in the truth that Christ Jesus has set up, and for your gospel fellowship, which is in the power of God before the devil was. And see that all live in peace and in the love of God, for love edifies the body. For he who is the head of it is the beloved of God, who is from everlasting to everlasting. And see that everyone's affections be set on things above, and not upon things below that be earthly. For now is the time to contend for the faith that gives victory, which was once delivered to the saints, in which you have unity. From letter 285, this I charge you, and warn you all in the presence of the living God, that you suffer no creature to perish for want of the creation's sustenance, and that none be lost through slothfulness, laziness, and filthiness. And let not these things be, which are for condemnation with the light that leads to the wisdom, with which the creation must be ordered. And friends, let there be no slothfulness among you, but all keep in diligence and liveliness. For he that is slothful is an evil example, and such must be judged with the light, that they may come to know the servant's place and be diligent. And those who have gone up and down begging, whom you have received in among you with the light which has convinced them, see that they be kept in diligence and not wander, but be kept in obedience to the light, to receive their wisdom from God, how to labor in the creation. And see that they have things decent and necessary, and that their nakedness may be covered, that no reproach nor shame may come upon the truth from such who are without. But that with the light all such may be denied who act contrary to it. And in the light which condemns the evil world you may walk, and receive the light of the Son of God, which the world stumbles at, which is their condemnation, and in which the saints have unity. And all being kept diligent, walking in the light, there will be no slothfulness. For that is judged with the light, which is one with that in his conscience, which condemns him for evil. From letter 313, so I can declare to you, in the presence of the Lord, that the gospel, which is the power of God, I neither received of man, neither was I taught it, but by the revelation of Jesus Christ. And all you that have received the same power, namely the gospel, and are possessors of it, can testify that the gospel, the power of God, is neither by man nor of man, though some men and women in their carnal wisdom may oppose it. But as Peter said, 1 Pet. 1:12, the gospel by the Holy Ghost sent down from heaven was it which was preached to the churches then, and so it is now. From the journal passing onwards that night, a papist overtook me and talked to me of his religion and of their meetings, and I let him speak all that was in his mind. That night I stayed at an alehouse. Next morning I was moved to speak the word of the Lord to this papist. So I went to his house and declared against all their superstitious ways, and told him that God was come to teach his people himself. This put him into such a rage that he could not endure to stay in his own house. From the journal back to all the members of the early Quaker household of faith. This is the word of the Lord to you all. Everyone in the measure of life wait, that with it all your minds may be guided up to the Father of life, the Father of spirits, to receive power from him, and wisdom, that with it you may be ordered to his glory, to whom be all glory forever. All keep in the light and life, that judges down that which is contrary to the light and life. So the Lord God Almighty be with you all. And keep your meetings everywhere, being guided by that of God, by that you may see the Lord God among you, who enlightens every man that comes into the world, that all men in the world might believe. He that believes not, the light condemns him; he that believes comes out of condemnation. This light, which enlightens every man that comes into the world, which they that hate it stumble at it, the light of men. From the journal to the ministers of truth in the early Quaker faith. This is the word of the Lord God to you all, a charge to you all in the presence of the living God. Be patterns, be examples in all countries, places, islands, nations, wherever you come, that your life and conduct may preach among all sorts of people, and to them. Then you will come to walk cheerfully over the world, answering that of God in everyone, whereby in them you may be a blessing and make the witness of God in them to bless you. Then to the Lord God you shall be a sweet savor and a blessing. Spare no deceit. Lay the sword upon it, go over it. Keep yourselves clear of the blood of all men, either by word or writing, and keep yourselves clean, that you may stand in your throne, and everyone have his lot and stand in the lot in the Ancient of Days. The blessing of the Lord be with you, and keep you over all the idolatrous worships and worshippers. Let them know the living God. For teachings, churches, worships must be thrown down with the power of the Lord God, set up by man's earthly understanding, knowledge, and will. All this must be thrown down with that which gave forth the Scripture, and who are in that, reign over it all. That is the word of the Lord God to you all. In that is God worshipped, that brings to declare his will, and brings to the church in God, the ground and pillar of truth. For now has the mighty day of the Lord appeared, and the arrows of the Almighty have gone forth, which shall stick in the hearts of the wicked. Now will I arise, said the Lord God Almighty, to trample and thunder down deceit, which has long reigned and stained the earth. Now will I have my glory out of everyone. The Lord God Almighty over all, in his strength and power keep you to his glory, that you may come to answer that of God in everyone in the world. Proclaim the mighty day of the Lord of fire and sword, who will be worshipped in spirit and in truth, and keep in the life and power of the Lord God, that the inhabitants of the earth may tremble before you, that God's power and majesty may be admired among hypocrites and heathen, and you in the wisdom, dread, life, terror, and dominion preserve to his glory, that nothing may rule or reign but power and life itself, and in the wisdom of God you may be preserved in it. This is the word of the Lord God to you all. The call is now to come out of transgression, the Spirit bids, come. The call is now from all false worships and gods, from all inventions and dead works, to serve the living God. The call is to repentance, to amendment of life, whereby righteousness may be brought forth, which shall go throughout the earth. Therefore you that be chosen and faithful, who are with the Lamb, go through your work faithfully in the strength and power of the Lord, and be obedient to the power. For that will save you out of the hands of unreasonable men, and preserve you over the world to himself. Hereby you may live in the kingdom that stands in power, which has no end, where glory and life is. From the journal to ministers again, therefore this is the word of the Lord to you all, keep in the wisdom of God, that spreads over all the earth, the wisdom of the creation that is pure from above, not destructive. For now shall salvation go out of Zion, to judge the Mount of Esau. Now shall the law go forth from Jerusalem, to answer the principle of God in all, to hew down all inventors and inventions. For all the princes of the earth are but as heir to the power of the Lord God, which you are in and have tasted of. Therefore live in it, that is the word of the Lord God to you all. Do not abuse it, keep down and low, and take heed of false joys that will change. Bring all into the worship of God. Plow up the fallow ground. From the journal to the people of the world outside the faith. The word of the Lord to all you vain and idle-minded people, who are lovers of sports, pleasures, foolish exercises, and recreations, as you call them, consider of your ways and what it is you are doing. Was this the end of your creation? Did God make all things for you, and you to serve your lusts and pleasures? Did not the Lord make all things for you, and you for himself, to fear and worship him in spirit and in truth, in righteousness and true holiness? But where is your service of God, so long as your hearts run after lusts and pleasures? You cannot serve God and the foolish pleasures of the world, as bowling, drinking, hunting, hawking, and the like. If these have your hearts, God will not have your lips. Consider, for it is true. Therefore, from the Lord must you all witness woe and misery, tribulation and wrath, who continue in the love and practice of your vain sports, lusts, and pleasures. Now is the day when all everywhere are exhorted to repentance. When George Fox was approached by people pleading that they were saved because they believed in Jesus, his response was, "Where is the evidence of your belief?" Jesus himself said, "The evidence of belief of a true follower is to produce much fruit," John 15:8. "For I saw that Christ had died for all men, was a sacrificial offering for all, and had enlightened all men and women with his divine and saving light, and that none could be true believers, but those that believed in the light. See the mystery of the light for more." From letter 103 back to all the members of the early Quaker household of faith. "For they that do evil go from the witness of God in their own conscience, and then the higher power comes over them. Therefore keep to the witness of God in yourselves, and that is the word of the Lord to you, and then you will have the just weight and measure and balance and true understanding to answer the just principle of God in everyone. Bow and submit yourselves to the power of the mighty God of heaven and earth, and to no deceit, and take heed of bringing any into it. And take heed of respecting persons in judgment, and that is the way to obtain favor from the Lord and his blessing. From him who loves your souls eternal peace and good." From letter 108, friends, wait in the light, that with the light every one of you may come to see Christ to be your wisdom and your righteousness, and so come to see the body, his church, of which is the head. And in the measure of life waiting on the Father of life, you may come to reign in the life. All that are kept here are in pure joy and love. And in the light wait, that you may see he harlots and idolaters, etc., which are to be fed with judgment. Spare not that which is for the sword and for the fire. Let all fleshly mindedness be trodden under your feet. And standing in the power, you will see the seed slaying the fat, and chaining and ending the unruly, and succoring all the lambs and babes. This is the word of the Lord to you. From the journal, if any in Westmoreland, Cumberland, or elsewhere that profess Christianity and pretend to love God and Christ, are not satisfied concerning the things of God, which I, George Fox, have spoken and declared, let them publish their dissatisfaction in writing, and not backbite, lie, and persecute in secret. This I demand of you all in the presence of the living God, as you will answer for it to him. This letter is written for the exaltation of the truth and the confounding of the deceit. To that of God in your consciences I speak. Declare or write your dissatisfaction with anything I have spoken or declared to any of them whom you call Quakers. That truth may be exalted, and all may come to the light, with which Christ has enlightened everyone that comes into the world, that nothing may be hid in darkness, in prisons, holes, or corners, but that all things may be brought to the light of Christ, and by it may be tried. This I am moved of the Lord to write, and publish, to be set upon the market crosses in Westmoreland and elsewhere. To the light of Christ in you I speak, that none of you may speak evil of the things of God, which you do not know, nor none act contrary to the light that gave forth the Scriptures, for fear you be found fighters against God, and the hand of the Lord be turned against you. Cromwell deposed King Charles I, and feared the Quakers because of their numbers. Wherever Fox preached, thousands gathered to hear him. His reputation was established, and many considered him the most famous man in England. He was the man with the leather riding breeches, and when he came to a town, the word went out, The man in the leather riding breeches is here. Thousands would gather to hear him speak, obviously from the Spirit of God, the Word of God. Cromwell looked on the Quakers as a potential threat to his newly established government, so he had Fox arrested and brought to him. Click for more. But the next morning I was moved by the Lord to write a paper to the Protector, Oliver Cromwell, where I did in the presence of the Lord God declare that I did deny the wearing or drawing of a carnal sword, or any other outward weapon, against him or any man. And that I was sent by God to stand as a witness against all violence and the works of darkness, to turn people from darkness to light, to bring them from the occasion of war and fighting to the peaceable gospel, and to cease from being evildoers, to which the magistrate's sword should be a terror. When I had written what the Lord had given me to write, I set my name to it, and gave it to Captain Drury to hand to Oliver Cromwell, which he did. From the journal, the word of the Lord to you all, that scorn trembling and quaking, who scorn, throw stones at, and belch forth oaths against those who are trembling and quaking, threatening and hating them. You are strangers to all the apostles and prophets, and are of the generation that stoned and mocked the prophets in those ages. You are of the scoffers of which they spoke, that are come in the last times. You are witnesses against yourselves. To the light in all your consciences I speak, that with it you may see yourselves to be out of the life of the holy men of God. Here you may see you are ill the steps of your forefathers, who persecuted the apostles and acted so against them, stalked them, mocked them, imprisoned them, stoned them, whipped them, haled them out of the synagogues, reproached them, and shamefully treated them. Do not you here fulfill the scripture, and Christ's saying, who said, "If they kill you, they will think they do God service." Yet you make a profession of Christ's words, of the prophets and apostles' words, and call yourselves churches and ministers of the gospel. I charge you in the presence of the living God to be silent, who do such things. Mind the light in your consciences, you scoffers and scorners, which Christ has enlightened you with, that with it you may see yourselves, what you do, and what you have done. For who do such things shall not inherit the kingdom of God. For all such things are by the light condemned. This website's purpose is to show how to become free from sin by benefiting from the changing power of God through the cross, which leads to union with God and his kingdom.